You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Guys, I gotta admit, I'm paranoid. I'm probably the most paranoid person you're ever gonna meet in radio, at least here. Not the most paranoid person you're ever gonna meet. I don't know who you run into in your personal lives, but if you ever run into me, I'm gonna be one of the most paranoid people you ever meet. What?
Anthony wanted to power rank earlier, but now we're just gonna do it while we're here. Most paranoid people in the building.
In the building?
Yeah, let's go.
Am I doing it or is he doing it?
You're doing it. You brought it up. Oh. You're doing it.
Paranoid, number one, me. Number two, I would say Mitch.
Yeah, that's good.
How do you like that one?
It's 50% paranoid right now.
And then the third one I would say is, I would say Keith. I think other people might have some self-esteem issues that they got to work out. But yeah, I'm definitely the most paranoid.
You say Keith because
he's a boss.
Well, not only that, but now he's got some weird conspiracy theory that was supposedly Ohio State's going to have their national championship vacated last year.
You know what? And that all night.
That was on another team, but they were getting information from. Boy, it just rolls off the tongue like the Connor Stallions cheating saga.
I gotta tell you, I'm entertained by. I don't consume a lot of it. I gotta admit. The snippets I do see, the pizza reviews and stuff, I find to be entertaining. I like several of the guys over there. When he came out on Big Noon Kickoff, Dave Portnoy, I was like, oh, it's like Jim Cornette.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But then it like continued and it's going to continue. And I'm going, well, you can't do it every week, can you? Maybe you can. But it's like, well, there's other games that got to be played too. Like you can be mean spirited to others. Is it just going to always be Ohio State and Michigan stuff?
And that would get really old.
This weird thing of making up like a vacated championship or something like that ain't going to compute either.
Yeah, it seems like all right. You've got this thing where you're going to come out and you're going to be a big heel to one fan base in particular, but. Like, why do Iowa fans care about that in week four?
Penn State fans don't care either.
Yeah, they're just not going to watch.
Like, you do have other... Like, Ohio State's the biggest fan base, and Michigan's one of the biggest fan bases.
Sure.
But Penn State's a massive fan base, and so is a lot of other schools in the Big Ten, and I just don't know if every week that's going to work. So it's like, well,
how about
you can't just...
USC?
Yeah, you can't just pound that one thing into the ground. You're right about that.
Washington.
You can't just do that every single week. And so when I first saw it, it's like, oh, this is going to be fun.
And it was fun.
And
it was fun.
But then, like, this week, we're just still doing the same old thing. And I'm going, well, you got to, come on, we got to grow from this. You're going to have to break something down here. It can't all just be Michigan, Ohio State. You can do that leading up to the game, but there's a whole schedule in between that both these teams.
And, like, every week, will it be a new championship that doesn't count that he's going to talk about?
That's just how I feel
about it. Is that going to go over well with the Big Ten?
I'm still entertained, but it's that might get over old pretty quick. But my goal, this is where I'm going to get hammered for it. My goal for this season is... I'm going to get killed. Here we go. My goal for this season is I want to win enough for everybody to keep their jobs. I don't like looking for new people. And I already have people who heard the Catherine Hickman audio and they're like, you're an idiot. Don't stop saying that. My issue, guys, is this. Everywhere we go outside of Cleveland, and I don't know if it's like the, it could very well be the rest of the NFL's joke on us and we don't know it. I see another one of these guys, these football guys, and they hold Andrew Berry in the highest regard. The highest regard. And they look at Kevin Stefanski, and the word guru gets thrown around. And I think a lot of Browns fans are going, uh-oh, really? Like, I got, there's lists that put Andrew Berry in the top 10 in general managers in the NFL, and I'm going, I don't know if that one's going to work out for you. I think that maybe we just have our darlings and we've decided to keep our darlings here in the media. And that may very well be true to all you guys. So I am very paranoid that the moment we let go of these guys, they latch on in other places and they end up doing well. To which I brought up to Lima yesterday on the phone, even though in the first segment it sounds like we hate each other. I brought up to Lima on the phone yesterday and he goes, well, you know, if you get there, that he's like, that's going to take, especially for a guy like Berry, you told me that's going to take years because you can go out and take the first overall pick next year, get yourself a good quarterback, and then you're laughing by the end of all that. And I go, yeah, but still, we might not get it right. And then I got another Baker Mayfield situation on my hands where everybody and their brother wants to throw him in my face for think I will start talking about baseball and I'll get Baker Mayfield stuff. Like it's nonstop. And it's hard. I tell you what, it gets to the point where it's hard not to root against him. Like, I try not to root against him because while I think that he shared some of it, I'm trying to move on and get us out of this quagmire that we're in. But damn, man, every single second you look around your shoulder, there's somebody with a Baker Mayfield thought on you. And I'm just starting to get rid of this whole Browns fired Belichick, Browns fired Belichick. It helps that he lost 48-14 the other night. But it helps that we got rid of the whole Browns fired Belichick thing because I always say, Baltimore fired Belichick, and you always tell me that that's still like a little thought, but everybody still thinks the Browns fired Belichick, and I'm going, well, I'll take it to my grave that we didn't fire Bill Belichick for crying out loud, and I just don't want that to happen again because everybody outside of Cleveland keeps telling me that these guys are fantastic and that we'd be total fools to let these guys go. So I look at good organizations that are telling me that these guys are right, and I'm wondering if I'm just putting on clown makeup in the mirror. I'll ask you guys that, dead serious. Because, guys, we're at a major crossroads here that we need to discuss. I have an owner who's going to college football games before the season even starts. So his head is definitely thinking a bit about 2026 already. So he's got to figure out whether or not he's going to keep these people or he's not going to keep these people. And I got everybody and their brother telling him and telling me and telling everybody else that these guys are the good ones and that you're fools to let these guys go. So then I get to going, well, you only won 3 games last year. If you only win 5 games this year, you're gone. My goal is to win as many games as it would be to probably keep everybody employed. And it comes out of my mouth and I go, is that the right thing to do? Because do I trust at the end? Because when you hear that audio from Catherine Hickman, I can't say I do. Do you trust at the end that they'll make the right decision to draft the quarterback to get us out of this mess that we've been in here for the last umpteen years? And now we can just blame right on ourselves. Like that whole Johnny stuff yesterday, I could just say, well, he's an idiot and a goofball and did a lot of drugs and all the other things, and he just washed himself out of the league and he continues to be in denial. Okay, but Baker Mayfield's right there, and I keep getting the reminders about Baker Mayfield, and I got people taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to go to the Super Bowl this year, and that knocking is just going to get louder and louder and louder and louder, and I'm just going to go nuts. I can't make that decision. We can't make those mistakes again. So it's important, vitally important. And my goal is I want to win enough games because I don't want to do coaching searches and I don't want to do general manager searches and I don't want to have to start this whole mess all over again. But I don't have faith that they're going to win enough games to quiet criticism.
And obviously, ironically, the more games they win, the harder it is to get the best quarterback in next year's draft or the guy that you think could be the best quarterback in next year's draft. That's what makes it really hard.
Does anybody agree with me? I just want what I think is best for the organization. But for the first time in years, I'm afraid to open a door. I got three doors in front of me, and I'm afraid
so you're basically
the
saying,
first time in years.
Let me sum this up.
I can't tell you the last time I felt this way. I don't think I've ever felt this way. If I got three doors in front of me, Tone, I'm afraid to open up any of them.
So you're saying that because Kevin Stefanski's clearly the best coach they have had since... I actually liked Butch Davis, but, you know, whatever.
Well, no. Butch Davis went to the playoffs.
Yeah.
He and Butch Davis are the only hires they've made that has actually proven that they've been better. Mm-hmm. In 25 years, they fired so many coaches, and it just seemed to be either the same or worse. They are the only two where it's proven that they've been better.
And then GM-wise, I'll make the argument that I like John Dorsey's draft. He only had, what, two drafts? I liked his drafts better, but Andrew Berry is the best in terms of, you know... God, I don't want to say systems because then I'm going to sound exactly like what we just made fun of.
So, you're last stuck segment. In the same spot I am.
No,
so you got to walk through a door,
but,
brother.
But Andrew Berry is, where is he? Like, we know pecking order, Kevin Stefanski is anywhere from, I've you know what, 8 to 14 in terms of head coaches in the NFL.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, do you have a better set of numbers?
I mean, yeah, right around there.
Okay, he's won two coach of the years too. So in those years, he was a top five coach. But anywhere in that stretch, Stefanski, I mean, Barry, I don't know. I don't know where to put him in terms of GMs. I don't know. But you're talking about keeping this intact. I want to make sure everybody understands what you're arguing here is that you're worried what's behind.
I'm afraid we're going to let go of good people and we're going to hire worse.
Yes.
Is what I'm afraid of. Because it seems that this is reaching an untenable position of six years. We've made every excuse we possibly can, but I also know that it's like, how can I call it a put up or shut up here? I don't think they're going to win many games.
You're positive that they're good people.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
But that doesn't matter. If you like me and Hugh Jackson didn't get along, I don't think Hugh Jackson's a good guy.
No, I'm not talking about morally or ethically. Oh. I'm talking about you say, I don't want to let go of good people.
Oh, yeah.
You're positive that they are a good NFL head coach and a good
GM. Oh, no, I'm not positive of that. I can't that's say why I'm not positive.
So are you wanting them to keep their jobs because you like them as people or because they do what is necessary for the organization to be a winner?
I'm afraid of letting them go because I don't want to have in 10 years, like we hire two new guys and they're even worse and then we get in the wrong quarterback and he sucks. And this whole thing is just an even worse mess. I can't do it. We can't do it anymore. We can't do it. The guys who used to call me up at night who were 60 years old and called me just a pup and that I was naive and I didn't know any better. Guys, I'm getting closer to that. So now I'm starting to really think about the mortality of a fan base here where it's like, we can't continue to do this. Like somebody has to write this. 40-year-old quarterbacks with two pups in the third round and fifth round can only be done so many times. It can only be done so many times. I can't continue to do this. Something in me is going to snap. I'm going to become like the media brethren that I've made fun of here over the last 14 years, and I'm terrified of it. I'm terrified of being dramatically cynical every single year to this team where I don't even see any positives in it. We can't continue to do this. And so if we get to a point where you let go of Andrew Berry and you let go of Kevin Stefanski, and then Kevin Stefanski ends up taking over a football team and they do good things, or Andrew Berry takes over a football team and they do good things, and I got Baker Mayfield doing good things continuously, I'm just going to pull my lip up over my face and walk out into the lake. I can't continue to do this as a fan. I can't continue to do it as a host. I mean, to the point where it's like, I'll go be an AD somewhere and go be happy. I'm serious, man. I'm at a major emotional crossroads here because I can't continue to weigh on this with the fan base, with all the changes that are coming. I can't do it any longer. And so I don't want them to be let go because of my paranoia of what they could be letting go. I think Jimmy Haslam may feel the same way.
And all that, even though it's been 6 years.
Yes. I think Jimmy Haslam may feel the exact same way because how can I say it's a put up or shut up year? I got Joe Flacco starting the season. He's 9-19 as a starter in his last how many games? You brought that up yesterday. I got and the guys behind him. It's not like I have number one overall sitting behind him. I got number 94 overall, whatever it is, sitting behind him. And then after him, I got 144. And 144 has a massive fan base. But do any of us think that that's going to change where we are with the quarterback next year? No. So I'm putting them to a standard of, well, you better go out and win. You ain't got a full deck. You don't have a full deck. So it's like, how many wins do they got to get? Does six wins keep them? Can I make an argument for six wins and keeping everybody?
I think Stefanski gets fired with six wins, but I most people I've heard think what you think, that that would be enough to bring him back.
216-474-0092. Talk me out of that idea if you feel it. If you agree, please. But if you feel like, hey, Ken, you're losing it, you're being a little bit paranoid here, don't trust what the rest of the NFL says about these guys, please let me know. Because I'm telling you, 14 years we've been on the air here. 14. And this is the first time I've looked at what direction I think this team could go. I don't know what direction they could go. I have no idea. I'm supposed to have a damning opinion. I'm afraid to have one now. I have a crisis of confidence, Tom.
Is it that bad?
Because I don't want people to be fired. Because I don't like looking for new head coaches.
Even after,
but I don't want to.
It would be six full seasons. That's yeah, long for most teams in the NFL that aren't winning championships.
I don't.
Hell, Philadelphia got rid of their coach, and they shuffled their front office after winning a Super Bowl.
That's understood, and that is a hell of a thing to think about as we navigate this season. But I don't want to reward less than mediocrity. I mean, that's the 3-14 is terrible. It's hard to be that bad this year. But if ESPN is doing their predictor and they have 5-12 for crying out loud, it's like, what are we holding on to here? It's just going to have to be that simple. How on earth? Like, there has to be a point, and this is where I think we're a lot of Browns fans. Like, I'm catching hell on the YouTube comments, and guys, I appreciate you trying to talk me out of it here. Like, I think by the end of the year, and this is where the clarity has to come in, because it's before the season, there's a part of me that hopes that we prove everybody wrong. Like, I listen to a lot of football guys, like real football guys, not me goofing around with you guys. I listen to a lot of them, and I mean, they laugh. Nate Tice laughed about the Browns. Him and Matt Harmon and those guys, they just laughed and laughed about the Browns. Hilarious. The team that we spend most of our time talking about, fantasizing about, planning for, just laughed. Laughed them off in the middle of their predictions and all that stuff. Great. And I go, okay, you guys laugh at the Browns, but you also say the Browns would be idiots to let go of the people that are in charge. You get what I'm saying there?
Like, I think it's split.
You people laugh at the Browns, but you also say you're idiots if you let go of the guys in charge. Because again, and nobody outside, except for Jason Lloyd is totally 100% on board with us about this. It's like, yeah, Jimmy's the owner. Jimmy had to sign off, but Jimmy wasn't the one who spearheaded going after Deshaun Watson. It's like they have great big cover over Deshaun Watson. It's like, no, Jimmy was given the idea. And then he felt that he had to go deep enough to guarantee the contract because Deshaun never wanted to play here. Still doesn't want to be here. Crying out loud. Like, yeah, he was the one who was willing to go all in, but it wasn't like he was looking for the idea.
But do you think in this case, wouldn't this be the one time that fans would not go after Haslam for
firing coach for losing a bunch of football games, firing a general manager for losing a bunch of football games?
Like, we got into a cycle where it was every other year, new GM, new coach, and they got in that cycle, and it was like, all right, we're not even allowing anything to develop. We've allowed it to develop now.
Where is Kevin on the tenure list now in terms of coaches in the NFL?
I remember looked at this last month.
Where's Andrew on the tenure list?
I think they're definitely top half of the league.
They got to be top 10 by now. 6 years.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I mean, we go through six coaching changes every single year. 5 to 7 at least. So, I mean, they got to be somewhere when it comes to tenure. They got to be somewhere in the top third. So it's like you've given them a good long period of time. Jason's going to join us tomorrow at 7:20. We don't need to go over that whole thing again, but I mean, Jason's the one who agrees with us on it. Like, again, I like Kevin and I like Andrew, and I think that they can be smart people, but damn, like, there's times where you had a bad run. You had a recent bad run, and I don't know how they can bring you back. Yes.
Kevin is 9th currently.
Jeez.
Tomlin, John Harbaugh, Andy Reid, McDermott, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Zach Taylor, and Matt LaFleur. Those are the ones longer tenured than
that. Okay. One of those always gets an out because his owner's cheap. And they've been, obviously, I mean, he's coaching a Super Bowl, for crying out loud, but I don't know how much that means
he's
to anybody.
He's the shortest tenured in the AFC North, if that matters.
He's the shortest tenured. Well, geez, Louise. Well, okay, I guess you got that going for you. That's one thing. Where's Andrew? Do we know where Andrew at off the top of our head? That's probably harder to find. That's probably way harder to find. Well, no, I mean, because it's got to be, because I know you've had some general managers have been around a little bit longer than what head coaches would be. But if you go 6 years and it's like, hey, man, you gave them a good, strong amount of time to get it going. And knowing what we know that just outside of Cleveland people just refuse to accept is where, hey, man, like he was talked into that to make that decision, the owner was. So if the owner was talked into it to make that decision to go after Deshaun, then he doesn't get the same type of, and maybe that's where the miss is, that they don't get the same type of
Let me ask you this
leeway
then.
Here that they get elsewhere.
We have 15th. Not.
He's 15th. Okay.
We have not. Andrews. So the owners have been a lot more.
And that
been,
includes guys like Jerry Jones, who are on that list, who's been tenured since he bought the team.
Okay. True. So, I mean, Jerry doesn't even count because he has, you know, something terrible has to happen.
So it's the owners don't like to pull the plug on the GM, which is funny because I think Stefanski has a higher, I would say, maybe, I don't know. I think people are very fractured on this stuff, but I think his rating locally is higher than the GM. Right
I think
now.
If you got rid of one, I think people would be just fine with getting rid of the other.
You probably would. So does it mean anything to you extra that Haslam, and it's not uncommon for owners to take private jets to go see, you know, big time quarterbacks, especially four of them, which is what they were doing, plus other players. They got two first round picks, not just going to be a quarterback. They're obviously like Caleb Downs. Why not? Right? If they're picking, you know, number six overall, who knows? That's not uncommon. But what has been uncommon, we have not seen Jimmy do this. And if he's done it, he hasn't been public. Like, we have heard that he's been at games over the years, but we haven't seen him on the field shaking hands. That seems to be not letting the guard down, but almost letting everybody know, yes, I am here. And by the way, I'm bringing the GM and the coach is going to his first big-time college football game. Did that mean anything to you?
I think that meant a lot of things to a lot of the fan base. In a certain term, I think a lot of us who pay attention to this stuff, I think we were trying to get ourselves excited for 2025. And again, guys, I think Friday we'll get here, and I think we'll get ourselves going because it's a football game, sure. And you only get so many of these things to try to get to enjoy. But when you're trying to get yourself psyched up for a season that nobody has you doing anything well in, and you see the owner and the general manager on the sideline at Ohio State, and then you read the reports that the owner, and I imagine maybe the general manager, but I'm not sure, that at least the owner was at Clemson LSU with two quarterbacks that people think are going to be top quarterbacks. I don't know much about Cade Klubnik being there, but I mean, I've been telling you guys that for the last year. But with the other guy, with Garrett Nussmeier, it's starting to feel like a lot of folks are going, well, where's your head at? Are you feeling about 2025? Because if you're not feeling 2025, fans were already having to be talked into 2025. So they're going to be already looking at 2026. Albert Breer kind of mentioned as much yesterday on Afternoon Drive, talking about the Browns' presence at these college games.
I don't think it's quarterback specific. I think maybe like the involvement of the owner would be. Like, that's the one thing I would say is like sometimes when the owner goes on trips, it could signify that. I mean, it also, like, for some owners is just an opportunity to get around their scouts, and you know, it can be a good trip just as far as, you know, bonding with your football people. And look, like, they weren't the only ones. I mean, there are a lot of GMs that will go out on the road that specific weekend for a couple reasons. First of all, their season hasn't started, right? So they have a little more flexibility to do it. Since the cutdown isn't that weekend anymore, there is not the amount of work for them to do at home than there used to be. And the players are mandated to be off, right? Like, there's rules in place. I think it's, you got to give them something like 4 or 5 days off in that window. So you can't even work with the players if you had any choice to.
Well, Albert, how likely is it that the Browns are going to actually draft a quarterback in the first round next year then?
How often does a third-round pick or a fifth-round pick become your franchise quarterback? I mean, I think it's pretty self-explanatory looking at the depth chart when you see a 40-year-old as a starter, and then you see two rookies that were drafted outside of, what, the top 80 picks, whatever that number is, you know, like, that are on the roster. Like, chances are they're going to be looking for a quarterback in the first round of the draft in April. It's just, all you have to do is look at it logistically. And so, of course, they need to be out there. They need to be looking at all the different quarterbacks. They need to be doing all of their homework. And the live exposure part of it is a really important piece of it. So I would say they'd be more worthy of criticism if they weren't doing all of this right now.
Audio again, you can hear that Afternoon Drive. That's Albert Breer on Afternoon Drive. Find more of that at 923thefan.com. Albert Breer's right. Andrew Berry's there to scout everybody. Scouting everybody. Jimmy Haslam's got a business to run. Jimmy Haslam, I think he wanted to turn the keys over to Baker. I think he did, and I think he did it too soon for Baker, and Baker's even admitted that. I think that he wants a guy that he can trust to be the franchise quarterback. I think that's why he was on that trip. I think the Arch Manning stuff, guys, I know Arch Manning was terrible on Saturday, and so it's now the cool thing to beat Arch Manning up while he's down and all that stuff. We'll find out how great he actually is. Maybe he isn't that good. We'll see how the rest of the season goes. But I think he wanted to kind of kick the tires on whether or not, okay, maybe there's some people down here. It's a big college football game. He is a college football fan. But maybe there's some people I could talk to see just how interested he would be in coming out this year. And then when you go to Garrett Nussmeier and when you go to Cade Klubnik, those guys probably are coming out this year. And so definitely you would go down there and see, because you're trying to find out more. You're tired of everything that has led with the behind-the-scenes stuff with Baker, definitely the behind-the-scenes stuff with you-know-who and all the other stuff. You got to find someone you can trust. The owner's down there. Andrew Berry's down there for everybody. Absolutely. The owner's down there for one guy. Technically three guys, but he's there to find one guy in particular. And if he's thinking about 2026, I think a lot of fans are thinking about 2026, and I think it makes it easier for the fans thinking about 2026.
You have 2 seconds, and only 2 seconds to win. This is 2 Second Trivia.
It is time for 2 Second Trivia and your chance to win a 4-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals. They got 9 different sidekicks to choose from. We ready for this one, folks? Here we go. Try the pepperoni and cheese bites, fried pickles, breaded shrooms, and so much more. Plus, we introduce loaded potato white. Almost said waffles. Wafers.
I thought you were going to throw the H in before it. Waffles.
Waffle.
Wafers.
Waffer.
Piled high with
how it's pronounced.
Cheddar cheese sauce, ranch, bacon chives. You get that chives in there, brother. That's good stuff. Excuse me. Oh, let's get going with 2 Second Trivia. Tone is ready. I think our contestants are ready. We start off with Bob in Lyndhurst, home of the Arcs. Bob, are you ready for 2 Second Trivia?
God, I hope so.
Lima, take it away.
All right, Bob, let's go down memory lane as we're getting ready for week one of the NFL season, which means the Browns and an opener also happens to be at home. They've had many of these. Do you remember which kicker nailed a 58-yard field goal 3 years ago in the opener to defeat the Panthers?
Cade York.
Yes.
Well. Not off to a good start for Tone.
Why?
Bob's off to a good start.
I want to give a winner. Why would I not?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Bob, congratulations, you are in the barn. Are you ready for your chance to win 2 Second Trivia?
Yes, I am.
Lima.
Ooh, we got a Mitch question here. Name the player acquired by the Cowboys from the Packers in the Micah Parsons trade.
Kenny Clark.
All right, that'll do it. We just had a discussion about whether or not anybody
I hope you have something to talk about for the next 8 minutes.
Oh, I have plenty.
Are we going to do pick your own topic again? Last time I did this, we got to do pick your own topic.
Oh, you're a previous winner.
All right, Bob.
Yes, I am.
Dealer's choice. Let her ride. What do you want us to talk about?
Ooh, Israel-Palestine?
I'm all for it. Let's go.
I don't know if we want to talk about that.
And I think one thing everybody's missing on this debate, and I see so many people, they try to make it seem like this is easy. Well, I can tell you I can make it easier. So if you go back to the year 1642.
Well, I just wanted to do.
Do you have a
power rank of Israel, Palestine? Let's go.
No.
Oh, I get to pick which one I'm going for?
Turn it off.
No, Bob, you don't get to rank. Nobody gets to rank.
You don't get to rank anything. All right, I'm putting Bob on hold.
You can rank Mr. Hero sandwiches. That's it.
Okay, so I do.
I can't believe you did that in the first one. Why? Oh, so you obviously have something to get off your chest now. That's what happened there. Okay.
Over the years.
I came up with some good ass questions.
Over the years, I have had people call into the show when they say, oh, the salary cap in the NFL, it's not real. Or in the NBA, well, Dan Gilbert has enough money. He could just like give stock options or throw somebody part of the company. And it's like, well, you see the CBA, you can't really circumvent the CBA.
Do you not trust
me? That manner.
You don't trust me at all. I got it in the show. I heard you over there telling me about it. I knew what you, are you going to get into the Ballmer stuff?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. I knew you were going to say, you don't trust me at all. You're like, nah, we're going to get this in right here. Boom. He wins, and now I'm going to get my stuff in.
The NBA world is abuzz this morning because of a story that came down at 6 a.m. Apparently, Pablo Torre, who's been doing investigative work, real journalism, he has quite a bombshell that the Clippers owner, Steve Ballmer, gave a job to Kawhi Leonard, a no-show job to Kawhi Leonard, gave him like $28 million plus to endorse a fraudulent tree planting company secretly funded by the Clippers owner. So
like carbon offsets?
So basically just here's $28 million.
Yes.
Like
I'm watching the video right now.
That was
with
a King of the Hill episode.
It is carbon offsets. And it wasn't just to endorse. He was the CEO of the company.
Oh, he was.
Kawhi Leonard was. It's called KL2 Aspire.
And hey. He's the CEO?
Hey. Yes.
Hey.
They have his signature on this.
Say what you will, it's still way better than what the former owner was accused of. So they're moving in the right direction over
there. Are they going to make Ballmer sell the team like they did the last one? Because this is a big deal. Like the other owners will all do everything they can. Because every owner has thought about this.
Oh my God.
With money. Any owner with money that is like, I will win at all costs. I'll just outspend. I'll do whatever.
Oh my God.
Again, Jimmy Haslam, any ideas? But Dan Gilbert, I've heard people say this about Dan. Like, just can't they just find a way to, why can't we get free agents? Why can't we just do this? No, well, here's how the salary cap works. Here's how, especially the second apron. Like, this is going to be the a huge story in professional sports
today.
Well,
I told you before, okay, leave him out of it. I'll just hell with it. I don't care. So say Arch Manning does do, you know what? Forget it. Say Drew Aller has that great of a season. Say he has an option to come out, whatever quarterback. All right. And I threw it out there. I said, well, hey, man, I know you have a rookie wage scale, but what's stopping you from, like, well, I could always go back to college. Okay, what's stopping you from giving the grandfather 1% of the
right.
team?
Right.
I mean, that's the gift that's going to keep on giving. I don't know. Someday, I imagine the bottom will fall out of the NFL and professional sports, but we'll all probably be long dead by the time that happens. So that's just that's still going to be something that makes you money hand over fist for years and years and years. And that was my wonder. Now, I'm sure that there's certain things that they've already put in their bylaws as a league. Boy, that's a big, big scandal, though, if you're willing to offer Kawhi Leonard a no-show job. $28 million is a no-show job.
I mean, that is enormous. That's absolutely enormous.
And it was for, as I'm going through this, for marketing. And Pablo went through and scoured everything he could find for it.
Damn.
Mentions, like, Robert Downey Jr. does a commercial for the company, which he's being paid for his marketing. The guy that got paid the most was KL2 Aspire, which is Kawhi Leonard and his basketball number.
They really did their best to hide it.
And he has mentioned Aspire zero
times. They couldn't put his, like, a family member there or something? There's nothing they could have done. Like when they do, like we always kind of roll our eyes when it's like, hey, yeah, you got Isaiah Mobley. You got Thanos. That's not his name. What's Giannis?
Thanos. And he snaps and the lane clears out for Giannis.
What's Giannis Antetokounmpo's brother's name? Like we all kind of go, oh, really?
Or Thanasis?
Like, yeah, Thanasis, thank you. Or what was it, Kevin Durant? Like, didn't they hire like his old high school basketball coach or something on one of the teams? Like, we always kind of roll our eyes on stuff like that. Guys, I mean, we're from Ohio here. Let's, and especially if you're from one area of Ohio, you know the tricks of the trade of being able to, hey, you know, maybe dad just got a transfer to a certain city in Ohio and, you know, it's all perfectly legal and now he lives in that certain city that just happens to have the same job and he just wanted to move to a certain region of Ohio and, you know, maybe his son plays for a really good high school football program there. Ain't no big deal. Ain't no big deal. We're all used to something like that. $28 million over maybe a possibly fake carbon offset company. That's something. I mean, you think about the buildings that Dan Gilbert owns in Detroit and Cleveland. Who's to say you can't put him in charge of the so-and-so building company and that, hey, you know what? Donovan Mitchell's just the CEO of the building.
Well, and
at
really,
least make him
and
the
you
super.
Walk in and it's just like boiler room. There's nothing in there.
Make Malik like Beasley the janitor right now.
And wow. Yeah, hey, because we said we can only offer him the league
perfect,
minimum.
Perfect.
Right?
Yeah. Perfect. Go, hey, you want to make up that $40 million when you're falsely accused of gambling, Malik? I got a way to do
it. That way he can live in the closet and order the fish whenever he wants.
Listen, once a week, I need you to hold this mop as the inspector comes by. Adam Silver is going to be coming in here. Just hold this mop and take this bucket, and then you can go about your day.
So what's the punishment? Like, okay, take away draft picks.
I mean, honestly, it might be you have to forfeit the team if you're giving away $28 million.
I know they wouldn't. You wouldn't think they'd want to do that because Ballmer has so much money and
exactly.
They want these rich owners.
Yeah, but
it's better for the league to be freewheeling and free spending.
That's a high crime, though.
But that is really high, and it's something
crime.
Every owner has probably asked their lawyers. Like, is there a way we can get around this? Is there any way? Because I'll do whatever it takes to win. At least the ones that want to win. At that level. This isn't baseball where everybody's nickel and diming it. Like in the NBA and the NFL, there are owners who will try to spend their way to a championship. You know, I think Jerry Jones has thought about that. Every owner to try to do what they can do to make history. And the risk is this. So what do you do when you actually catch somebody if this turns out to all be...
Well, they didn't do a good enough job hiding it.
Yeah.
I mean, Pablo Torre's pretty good at finding
stuff.
Well,
they went bankrupt, and that's how it all came about.
Hmm. Well, were they at $28 million dollar shortfall?
They owe Kawhi $7 million.
Oh, and he's like, I want my money.
You know, if you're going to give a guy a no-show job, might want to make sure that building, that business stays afloat. Okay. Well, that's something. You know what, Tone? Glad you brought that up. Glad you make sure to put that one in there. That's some good stuff.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.